Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. So let me turn to my guest, who is here with me this morning, who has probably put her garden to bed because she is one of those people that does all these things ahead of when we need to do them. Jamie Church is here from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Am I right?
No,
you
actually.
Didn't?
No, it's been so warm.
I understand.
I'm still watering. I still have tomatoes turning red, but
see?
I need to do that. I'm going to bring in my succulents tonight.
There you go.
After what, looking at the forecast.
Well, and when it says 31 for a low, it's really, in the city though, where you and I both live, it's not that cold in town.
No, you're making me feel like I should do that.
No, you have enough to do, which we're going to talk about this week.
I do.
You have a lot going on, but it's good to have you here.
Thanks.
And then, as I mentioned, you've brought a special guest.
Yes.
So welcome to KSJE. Lori Fendeman is here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Good to have you here, too. And you are here. You're part of the board of directors for the Alzheimer's Association here in Farmington.
Yes, I am. I'm the head of the marketing, so I handle all of our Facebook pages and Instagram and all of that fun stuff.
Very good. Well, I know you got a big event coming up, so we'll be talking to you in a minute about that event. So great to have you here. But first and foremost, Jamie Church, you have a big event, too, that's happening. This week, right?
A lot of big events going on happening this week.
Nice. The reinvented, reconstituted Chili in October event.
Yes. Okay, so Chili in October is one of our traditional Chamber of Commerce big events. And in years past, it's been an actual live chili cook-off where we had home cooks competing against restaurants and everything from red chili, green chili, pozole, you name it, as long as it had chili in it. Last year, we did a big sort of challenge to Colorado to say who had the best chili, and it was a lot of fun. One of the biggest events ever last year. We had like 22 cooks. It was great. We had a beer garden. It was fantastic. This year, it's a little bit different. However, COVID is not going to stop us from having some fun and celebrating chili.
Right.
So we are doing it a little bit differently this year. We have a chili passport, which is going to be released this afternoon on our Facebook and our website and every place else. It's 10 local restaurants, breweries, and eateries that are competing for people's choice.
Okay.
So the way it works is you get the chili passport. You can stop at any of the participating restaurants, which I'll talk about in a moment, pick up your chili passport, or you can print it off of our chamber website. And we would ask you to, we want you to visit all 10. If you visit all 10, taste their chili and have them sign your card and then get the cards back to us, you'll be entered for a prize drawing.
Okay.
We would ask you to at least visit 5 of the participating before choosing your people's choice. So you go in with your passport and say, I'm here to sample the chamber chili. You sample it, and then you're going to mark on your passport which one you think is the people's choice. You can also vote online. But the fun thing about this year is, COVID has just made us we're thinking about things in a whole new way. So instead of just thinking traditional red, green chili, we're thinking just any kind of chili. So we actually have Boone's Thai is competing with a Thai chili, which is a very different spice, but still chili.
Right, that's true.
And Juniper Coffee, right across the street here, is competing with a Southwest chili mocha. And Aspen Leaf Frozen Yogurt has a chili chocolate frozen yogurt. Lauderhouse Brewery has a red chili stout. Traeger's has a green chili verde cocktail of some kind.
Okay.
And then we have our traditional chili. So we have the Chili Pod, Si Señor, Los Hermanitos. They're competing, Red Rocks Roadhouse. And then one of our brand new chamber members I'm very excited about, the Family Market and Family Restaurant. He has a small restaurant, and people have been, I'm getting some feedback saying it's very good. And so he's also competing, and he's a brand new chamber member.
Nice.
So you go in, you taste the chili, and we hope you'll eat there. I mean, I do hope you'll support these restaurants.
Sure.
If you're going in to sit down or eat outside, that'd be great, or if you're getting food to go. But we do hope you'll support the local restaurants while you're doing this. And then vote, and then we'll be announcing on the 28th, who the People's Choice winner was. One thing that's different this year is normally our Chili Cook-Off is a one-day event. It is the first Saturday in October. This year, it's almost a two-week event. Starts on the 14th.
So we don't have to go to all 10 in one day.
Right.
I can take my time.
Originally, that's what I was going to make everybody do, but my special events committee kind of talked me out of that. But so it starts on the 14th and goes through the 24th. So it starts on a Wednesday. And the reason for that is some of the restaurants aren't open on Mondays and Tuesdays, especially during COVID. It's just been a slow time for them on Mondays and Tuesdays. So it starts on Wednesday and it goes through the following Saturday, the 24th. And then there is a way you can vote online. If you go to our chamber site, which is gofarmington.com, you'll see it right there on the homepage, vote. And then, or what we'd like you to do is go to the restaurants, get your card signed, and then return your card to one of these amazing ballot boxes.
There it is on the screen right now.
Spent Friday making. I was very crafty on Friday.
Look at that.
And then you can return your card to any of the participating restaurants and then fold up your card and get it in the ballot. And then we'll be collecting the ballot boxes and we will be counting up and then we'll make an announcement.
So very exciting.
It's a very fun competition, friendly competition. But we know our restaurants. I mean, I know I say it every time I'm on the show, but they've had a tough time. And whatever we can do to get people in, and we ask you to please wear a mask. Remember that too. It's actually on the passport. Remember, these restaurants, in order to be able to stay in business and comply, they're going to ask you to wear a mask. And please do. We know you can't sample the chili while you have a mask on, but please wear a mask in while you wait for your chili or while you wait to get seated.
Right.
And then you can take your mask off to sample it and then wear your mask out. So we did put that on the passport to remind people, please do that as another way to support them.
Very good point. And there's no charge to
No, this is all free.
So this is a big change too, because normally this is a big fundraiser for the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, it is.
And so, you are just doing this, I think, to get feet in the door of these restaurants, right? To try to sample the chili. And as you mentioned, maybe get a takeout meal or sit down if you can do it safely and have a meal at those restaurants while you're sampling the chili.
Exactly. And we do have one sponsor, so Waste Management of the Four Corners, which was great to have them on as a sponsor, because now we'll be able to get a banner for the winning restaurant they can put up saying the 2020 Chili Champion. And so thanks to Waste Management, because you're right, though. Normally, this is a fundraiser for us. And this year, that won't be a fundraiser as much as it will be us doing what we're supposed to be doing, which is advocating and supporting our business community and our chamber members. So it's going to be different. I think it'll be fun if people participate they have fun with it. The other fun thing is the restaurants. I really said you guys need to get people in to vote. So you can do Facebook videos. You can bribe your customers, hey, vote for us and we'll give you a free yogurt or whatever. The only thing you can't do is you have to be friendly to all the other restaurants on the passport. So you can't be saying anything.
No disparaging remarks about your competition. Okay.
So, but we're really wanting the restaurants to have fun with it. Promote it. Put it on your Facebook pages. I'll be going around to all the restaurants during the time and taking photos and probably Facebook Live videos and taking the ballot boxes around. And so, this is just a fun event. But again, we do want to celebrate chili and we want to celebrate fall and we want to try to do some things that are somewhat normal. So anyway, that's what we're doing.
I like it. Yes. And again, we've got a couple of weeks to get out. So again, depending on the restaurant's hours of operations, you have plenty of time though to make a visit and go in and vote. And you're saying you've got 10 to choose 10. From, right? Mm-hmm. You want us to go to hopefully all 10,
right?
But at least five, at least half.
Right. So, and plan your trip.
Yeah.
Like Red Rocks Roadhouse is very close to the family restaurant.
Yes,
and
that's true.
And market there. So you could easily do both of those in one day. Chili Pod is right downtown where Boone's Thai is.
Right.
So you can strategically do this. You can go with your family. I will say the two breweries, Lauderhouse and Traeger's, obviously you must be over 21 to taste. And there is a $1 charge for the samples because of we want to make sure they're in compliance with New Mexico liquor laws or something about giving away free alcohol. So that's why there's the $1 charge for the sample at Lauderhouse.
That makes sense.
But so if you are planning to go to those places, you have to be ready over for 21.
That. Okay. Yes, so. There's a question on our Facebook page about where the family restaurant is located.
Okay.
You mentioned it's over by Red Rocks Roadhouse, right?
Isn't I'm really good at driving places. I'm not so good about giving you – I think it's on – that's Broadway. I call it the – when you come off the off-ramp. So over by –
it's on the south side of town.
South
we can
side
start
of town.
There. We got that. And then it's either Broadway or Murray.
I think it might be Broadway.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Broadway.
Okay.
Broadway is, and actually the great thing is on the passport, it actually has their address, their phone number, and their hours of operation.
So there you go.
So it's right over there where the Habitat for Humanity store is, the Royal Spa is, and the Skateway
are just right across the street.
Might
be Bloomfield Highway then.
Yeah, I think it's where it's on the Bloomfield Highway,
right as
it turns into the Bloomfield
Highway.
You've now uncovered my weakness, which is directions.
If you go east on Broadway, you will pass the Family Restaurant. Yes.
And it's a market, too.
Yeah.
So
very
exciting to have them on. And I'm hearing
another
great
new things.
Yeah. Another new business.
That's great.
And so.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, congratulations again. And
thanks
to you and
It'll
your committee for kind of reinventing this really popular event.
Yes.
As you mentioned, last year it was great. You had tons of people that were there. And
we did.
I know folks were concerned this year, but we're able to still do it in a different way, like most things 2020.
Right.
And during this season, I like your whole goal of positive campaigning.
Right.
No negative campaigning.
Right.
For Chili
in
October. I like
exactly.
it. So, good job.
And if you're a business owner or you have a staff, do this as a team building. I was messaging with Vince Moffitt over at Basin and saying, hey, challenge all your employees. See who can go to the most of them. Or whoever gets their card gets all 10. Put them in a special drawing at your place of business. So make this fun. I mean, like you said, let's be positive. So have some fun with this with your employees and say, hey, we're going to be doing this chili thing. And it's free. So you're not saying everybody has to go out and spend money. It's like, here's the passports. Go out. Follow COVID-safe practices. But, you know, taste the chili. Vote for your favorite.
Right.
Have some challenges within your own, you know, your own workforce. So
exactly.
something fun to do.
That's a great idea. So
yeah.
I like it. So
Thanks.
It starts this Wednesday.
Wednesday the 14th.
But the sheet will be released this afternoon.
This afternoon.
Right?
I didn't want
the
people.
Passport.
I didn't want people thinking it started this past weekend and then going into these restaurants. And so the posters will be ready today, and there'll be official chili tasting sites on all the restaurants. The passport will be ready, and we'll be putting it out this afternoon.
Okay. Very good.
On our social media.
Excellent. Well, stay tuned for that, everybody. And speaking of reinventing events, Lori Fentiman is here from the Alzheimer's Association, and you have a kind of a new twist on an event, too, which is a kind of drive-through pumpkin carving contest, right?
Yes, exactly. So, unfortunately, we weren't able to have our yearly walk, and we really were looking for a way that we can still raise this money because Alzheimer's isn't stopping because of COVID, so we really do need to keep raising money, keep raising awareness. So we're having a pumpkin carving contest at the Bridge Assisted Living on October 26th. The pumpkin carving contest is, or the drive-by glow, I should say, is from 6 to 8 p.m. If you'd like to enter our contest, there's lots of information on the Farmington Alzheimer's Association page with our link. If you'd like to donate, there's the link there. We just ask if you do donate, please make sure you're donating to the Farmington chapter, or else you're going to that national chapter and we're really not getting our claim.
Right.
You know, if that makes sense.
You're raising money locally,
yes,
so you get credit for that, I guess,
exactly.
right, with the national chapter.
Yes.
And so you, we're showing on the screen right now this drive-by pumpkin glow,
yes.
right, on the 28th.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's on the 28th.
That's okay.
From
Just making sure.
From 6 to 8 p.m.
There you go. And the 28th of October is a Wednesday.
Yes, it is a Wednesday. We just ask that everybody please stay in their car, or this event is going to get shut down. We have to keep it COVID safe. And the Bridge Assisted Living has been amazing to open this up for us. And so we really want to keep their residents safe by staying in the car. Those of you who are dropping off your pumpkin, you can drop off your pumpkin at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We ask that you come in staggering numbers just to keep it COVID safe. Go to the check-in desk. Please do not go to the front door at the Bridge Assisted Living again. We're just really trying to keep this COVID safe so that we can have a fun Halloween holiday, because we know COVID's really messing up with Halloween.
A lot of normal things. That's true. That
yes.
we normally do for Halloween. So we can still enter the contest,
yes,
right?
Yes, and it is free to enter for anyone to join. And if you donate more than $50, we will provide you your pumpkin while supplies last.
Very cool. And this is all taking place over at the Bridge Assisted Living. And so that will be the place where we drive through to see these from 6 to 8, the glow is, as you call it, right?
Yes.
That evening.
Yes.
Very cool. And so, again, the proceeds will go to the Alzheimer's Association Farmington chapter.
Yes.
And I know your group works really hard for research and help and assistance and support for folks who are dealing with Alzheimer's, right?
Yes, exactly. And we've been working with a lot of great community members, like the Hummingbird Cafe. They're a dementia-friendly cafe where you can go because we feel like the Alzheimer's is kind of like this death sentence, you know, that you're going to live this horrible life and it's awful. And so the Hummingbird Cafe is actually providing a space for an Alzheimer's friendly space. Of course, it's online now. And they teach you like crafts, you listen to music just to live in the moment for a mm-hmm. little bit and have some happy moments with Alzheimer's. And so,
and it's helpful for the families, yes. too. I wanted to mention that because yes. that could be really difficult for the individual going through some dementia or Alzheimer's difficulties. But for the family members yes. who are watching this, that can be troubling too, and so to provide support for them
definitely.
Is helpful.
And there is a lot of care groups if you guys are interested. I guess not accountability groups, but you know, they're kind of get together, let's help each other get through this time, just a way to talk with other people who you know that are going through the same thing. You can message us on the Farmington Alzheimer's Facebook page if you'd like to get more information about any of these groups. We'll be posting caregiver classes that Walden Lynch puts on for us, all of that stuff.
Great.
Yes.
Very good. And the Facebook page is where we can find event information about the pumpkin carving event.
Yes.
And if we need to be reminded of that, Facebook's a great way to do that.
Exactly.
It reminds you about a lot of things. And again, all the other information of how to get your pumpkin in there. And so you've got, again, prizes, right, for different categories
yes.
for these pumpkins, right? So they are what? Most creative is one of them.
Yes. Most creative, scariest pumpkin, best overall pumpkin, Facebook popular vote, because we can't have you guys get out of the car and vote, so we're going to do a Facebook popular vote instead.
Okay.
And we're also going to have a prize for most money donated. The great thing about this is we've had more than 15 businesses, small businesses, come out, support, donate prizes, carve pumpkins, Farmers Manchester Agency, Anytime Fitness on Apache. Just really Dr. Clark Family Dentistry, really great businesses that are coming to support your family. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what this is. They're trying to raise a cure for you and your family.
Terrific. So yeah.
Be sure to support those small businesses supporting you.
No kidding. That's wonderful. And that's all about what the chamber's for too, yeah. Jamie Church, right?
And all of
I believe
those that
the phrase is connecting commerce to community.
That's right.
Yes.
So
that's right.
There we are. But another great event that's kind of been reinvented for 2020.
Yes.
So there you are, everybody. Write down on your calendars there. Coming up on a Wednesday, October 28th, 6 to 8 p.m. down at the Bridge Assisted Living. And I'm sure there'll be signs and maybe folks
yes.
directing us how to drive through.
Yes, I believe the fire department is going to lead us off. So
they are the best at traffic
yes.
control. So there you go. Perfect.
Get the experts.
That's right. Very good. Well, thank you for coming in to tell us about this. This is a great event.
Of course. And thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Get a lot of support for the Alzheimer's Association here in Farmington. And so that brings me back to Jamie Church to talk a little bit about Welcome to the Neighborhood, Jamie Church. That's another
also,
big news this week that's
this
happening
week.
For you,
yes.
right? And your staff.
Mm-hmm.
The chamber has moved.
Yes, we are in the process of moving. In fact, the chamber is technically closed this week. We are still, of course, doing our newsletters and our online and obviously some work. But technically, we're closed. This is our moving week. So we are moving to the Quality Center for Business. We've been, if your listeners don't know, currently we're in the Downtown Center, which is 100 West Broadway, which has been a wonderful relationship. And but we had an opportunity to move to the Quality Center for Business, and I felt it was a great way to align ourselves with all the economic development that's happening in the region and both the small business development with the businesses that are going through the incubator and the accelerator, and to be kind of part of that heart of where all the business development is going on, and that's up at the Quality Center for Business. So it seemed like a very good move for us. Of course, we're still going to continue our excellent partnership and collaboration with the City of Farmington, San Juan County, all of the other entities and organizations that we collaborate with now. That's going to continue. But it's just a new digs,
yeah,
I guess, how to
there
say
you
it.
Go.
And,
that's right.
And if,
they've already
you know,
got your name on the door, I heard. So there
yes,
you are.
Yes,
yeah, nice.
So this is, as I mentioned, our moving week. So things are, we will be doing all we can to get the word out about the chilly in October and all of that. Thank goodness social media makes that easy. You can post anywhere and keep people up to date with what's going on.
Yeah.
But by the end of the week, we'll be in our new space. And then Monday morning, a week from today, we hope to be up and going and operating to capacity in our new location.
Open for business.
That's right.
So there
That's
you
right.
go. That's terrific. Well,
yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you.
And again, as you mentioned, there's a lot of other entities in that space, near that space that I think the chamber dovetails really well with in the work that you all are doing. And so it kind of makes sense to be just within shouting distance of each other to kind of collaborate on stuff.
Exactly. Even when you look at the makerspace and those things going on, if we're talking to new business members or potential new members for the chamber, they may not be aware of the makerspace. What a great opportunity to get them hooked in with the makerspace and West and all the things that are going on at the Quality Center for Business and the Enterprise Center that will help them to make their business successful. And to me, that's why it's such a great place to be and such great partnerships is that at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. We want these businesses that start out to be successful. And Lori is an excellent example of that. So when I first met Lori, when my kids were all in youth group together with her and her sister, so she's like my kid's age. But anyway.
How far back are we going?
I know. So I've known her a long time. But but she started a business, small business, sole proprietor called Lulu's Petals. And she just dove right into the chamber, networking events, and just and I loved watching it. I loved watching a young entrepreneur starting a business and seeing her utilize networking and get out there and make those businesses successful. And I think that'll be a great thing that we'll be doing at the, you know, up at the Enterprise Center when you have these new businesses that are coming through the incubator and the accelerator. We'll be doing ribbon cuttings. If they don't have a brick and mortar, then we can do the ribbon cuttings on site right there at their office at the incubator. So I just think it's going to be a great way to let new businesses coming up, even if they're a small business, a sole proprietor like Lori, there's still a place in the chamber for you. It's not all big companies. It is everything from the individual all the way up to our members that have 200 employees. So, and the chamber is there for everybody to help connect you with not only clients and potential customers, but everybody else in the community so you can kind of build your network. And so I'm excited about it. Although moving is not fun.
No.
I'm not going to say it is.
That's true.
Not. But it'll
there
be
you
done
go.
By the end of the week.
There you, it will. Yeah, exactly.
And if I can just say about the chamber, being a small business, I've gotten more business from going to these networking events. We just had an online Zoom meeting. I got 5 people who called me. So if you're a small businesses and you're trying to build your business up a little bit seriously, you have got to join the chamber. But it's all about what you put into it at the end of the day. So you got to show up to all of that. That stuff.
Very true. Yes. Well, good point. And I know, you know, Jamie Church, you work with big businesses, small businesses. I mean, the chamber really has kind of been set up for all sizes and shapes, and multinational companies or chamber members, as well as a small business like Lori's.
Right, exactly. And we have, you know, we have different benefits for our members that are going to, you know, some of our larger members that have the 200 employees, they're going to be utilizing different benefits than, you know, perhaps our sole proprietors. But again, it's about making those connections, and those happen personal connections. And as Lori mentioned, we did a speed networking event a couple weeks ago, and it was Zoom. Typically, that's been an in-person event. We did a Zoom event, limited it to 30 people. It turned out great. Glad to know you got some calls from it. So it's about keeping your face out there and meeting people. And we do have a leads and referrals group. Again, it hasn't been meeting very regularly during COVID, but we are still trying to meet every other month online so people can continue to give those referrals and build those customers and those clients. So, you know, the chamber's had to change its focus too. But in a way, COVID helped us really look at everything we do. What are some things we were doing we just don't need to do anymore? And what are new ways to be doing things? For example, the Chili in October, the Women's Summit. What are some new ways that we can be utilizing technology to do even a better job than we were doing before COVID?
Right.
So COVID's not all bad. It has helped to, I think lot of us look at things in a new way and go, I could be doing this more efficiently.
No, that's true. Yeah. I think in a lot of different ways, from education to business to everything else, radio, we're still doing what we've been doing, but that's okay.
Right.
But now we're on video, so there's that too.
There's that.
But yeah, I hear what you're saying. And you mentioned Women's Summit, and before we run out of time, I do want to ask you about that because that is happening.
That is happening.
In a virtual way this year, right? Like everything else.
Yes. So it is November 5th. It will be a Zoom event. It'll be about an hour and a half. You do have to register. We have a great keynote speaker. Her name is Sarah Swindell, and she is an author of a couple of books. In fact, we'll be giving away some signed copies of her book during the event. She has a great story to tell. She's from Farmington originally, but she has a child with severe autism, and so a lot of it will be about dealing with that as well as everything else. We work life balance, and now you add COVID and homeschooling onto the top, you know, onto top of all of that. So it will be a Zoom event and more to come, but I think I'm really excited about it because we had such a successful event last year. It was sold out. And now, again, with COVID, I thought, how do we do this? I don't want to just say, well, we're not going to do it this year, because I think it really did have a great opportunity for women to get that professional development. So that'll be happening November 5th. We're working out some details on the lunch and the registration and how that's going to work, but stay tuned. So okay. I want to get through the move.
Yes.
And the chili, and right. then I'm going to start focusing on Women's Summit.
But you set a date. So that's the first 5th. That's
yes.
the first step.
November 5th.
You're committed.
So. Exactly. We're committed.
Perfect.
It's here. You heard it here first.
There you go. Perfect. And so again, chili in October,
yes,
the passports are out today, and then the visits start on Wednesday.
On Wednesday. And okay. so look at the passport. That tells you the hours of operation. They're not all open at the exact same times. Go in and just say, I'd like to taste the chamber chili. And remember, please try to go visit all of them. You've got enough time,
right.
a week and a half. But if you can't go to all of them, at least 5, 6, 7 before you cast your people's choice
right.
votes.
And as you mentioned, there's a lot of variety of the
yes.
dishes that
yes.
you can sample from,
right.
as you mentioned, I mean, from the regular traditional chili dishes that we
right.
expect to some surprises.
Right, exactly, with the Thai chili and
yeah.
the chocolate frozen yogurt and juniper coffee. Just a fun community event where we can come together again, try to focus on the positive, support our restaurants, have some fun, and just like with the pumpkin carving contest, what a great family event. Load your family in the car, cup of hot chocolate, even some candy, you know, for your kids, and make
right.
it a Halloween event, and or some popcorn. And I'm thinking, gosh, my kids, if they were still little, this is awesome. Drive around, look at those pumpkins. I think it's a great way to be creative and do something during this time.
Right. Well, or even it's a grandkid event,
I
too.
Know,
right?
I know. If I had my grandchildren here.
You could put them in the car and take
would.
Them around. So
well, maybe I'll just need to go get them.
You might need
I'll
to
just drive to Oklahoma, go get them, and bring them back for this.
There you go. But it's a perfect opportunity for that, too. So a lot of great events that are coming up still, everybody. So we hope that you will take advantage of them
yes.
and support these local businesses who are supporting these great organizations as well, like the Alzheimer's Association and the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. So
yes.
there you go. Thank you both for coming in this morning. It's been great talking with both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. My guest this morning here on KSJE, everyone, back with more in just a moment. The time right now is 8:40 a.m. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.